Tasmania's Aboriginal community is meeting today in Hobart to decide what to do with ancient rock carvings that were removed from the northwest coast of the state half a century ago, as Felicity Ogilvie reports from Hobart.
Instead of being part of the landscape of Tasmania's windy northwest coast, ancient rock engravings are being held in storage by a museum in Hobart. Shani Reid from the Tasmanian Aboriginal Centre recently had a look at them.
It's housed in a big crate. To actually physically see the art that is being held by the Tasmanian Museum and Art Gallery, it's sadness.
The carvings, known as a petroglyph, are on a massive sandstone slab weighing 1.5 tonnes. It was removed by the museum in 1962, taken from a remote beach which is now on protected Aboriginal land. The chairman of the Aboriginal Land Council of Tasmania, Michael Mansell, says the circles that his ancestors engraved into the rock more than 3,000 years ago tell a story.
The carvings depict the beginning of Aboriginal life. It depicts where the camping grounds were, the walking tracks.
One person who saw the rock art before its removal is researcher Peter Sims.
I was horrified to see it after 1962, and to see that there was just a bare piece of rock left where the highly decorated engraved petroglyph surrounding it was still intact.
The museum displayed the rock carvings in Hobart until 2005. Shani Reid from the Tasmanian Aboriginal Centre has been trying to negotiate their hand back to traditional owners.
The undertaking that they have given is that they will consider a claim. Now, this is not a claim by the Aboriginal community. This is a demand to give back our heritage, give back what they stole.
The museum wouldn't provide anyone for an interview, but says it's working constructively with the Tasmanian Aboriginal community on the future of the petroglyphs and that discussions are ongoing. If the museum agrees to hand back the rock carvings, the question will become what to do with them. Michael Mansell says it's something that'll be discussed when community members meet in Hobart today.
It's a pretty foregone conclusion that people will say it's got to go back to where it was taken from.
What will it mean for the Aboriginal community of Tasmania if the petroglyphs are returned to Premangana?
Relief, acknowledgement of the wrong that took place in 1962, and acknowledgement by the Tasmanian Museum that it should never have done this in the first place.
That's Michael Mansell from the Aboriginal Land Council of Tasmania speaking to Felicity Ogilvie.